This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So next guest is Costa. He's all the way out from Newcastle. He's a TikToker, comedy actor.
Yeah. And an Elvis lookalike.
Yep. An Elvis lookalike. And we are sponsored by
Boutique Infinity, Tan and Salon, top of the White Rock Road, best sun bed shop in the Northern Hemisphere.
I fucking tell my mom everything. If she knows about the song, I just tell her.
Trusty?
Yeah, she does trust me. That I get that fucked up about women. I need to talk to a woman about it.
Do you have a woman?
No, not from a lot of trans.
Does TikTok not bring any females?
It does. It does, like, but it brings it all the fucking wrong way.
Crazy, yeah, it?
I'll talk about it. I talk about it all the time. My podcast, like, they just share, like, they are here for clout, like, and that's it. And then you get attached to them, and they're like, nah.
Let them lick the arse for clout.
Oh, should we do lick the arse and then I get too attached? I'm not used to it yet.
He was looking to start only fans.
Was he?
Uh-huh.
I got a few family members saying.
Nah. Can't do it. Can't go down that road.
I know. If you're doing the podcast here and this becomes serious and, you know, keep it, everything you do, you're safer just focusing on that. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's not worth the quick few £100 or whatever you get. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I wouldn't even say we got a few £100, to be honest, Liam.
There's no way you have to pay the money back.
What?
You hardly have to. No, you don't.
If you want to delete your account on OnlyFans, you have to pay the money back that you got.
There's
if
no...
you made 1.5 million off OnlyFans and you want to delete your account, you have to pay 1.5 million back.
Who told you this?
But you even
I know what's the rules and it's on the phone.
I never heard.
Even if you delete your account,
some
cunt's going to still have that video somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know that.
You know,
like,
what I mean?
Yeah, like.
John, take that off him, Lee.
That's wild. Sure, if you're a fucking girl, like, here's another thing I noticed, like. See, for the likes of us, see when we get any of us ones, we get 100 followers. Say we put up, get a video, gets 100,000 views, we would get, 200 followers off it. A girl would get, like, 3,000. So easy for them to get followers.
To be fair, if you're just a good looking girl, you don't even have to do nothing. You can just sing, tell a song.
Literally just looking at the camera.
Aye, and just sing, tell a song, and
that's it.
Look sexy.
Yeah, look, I was in the fucking Botanic on Saturday with a girl, and she took a video of me, like, and I got 85,000 views, like, and it was just us with one of my sounds over it, like, and I was like, I don't even fucking get them views that handy, do you know what I mean? Like, just because she
was John Port?
Yeah, the one of me talking.
Is that
there, like, yeah. The John Port Open Your Snapchat one, not the John Port Young Fella one, there's a few of them, but I just made them all now, like.
How did you do that? Did you have to, like, record?
I just was a video, and then some wee guy made it, and the sound, I was like, thank fuck, that's my dream. Somebody made a sound, and then 2,000 people used it this week. I was like,
did they?
Yeah. That's the first time that's ever happened, though. Like, somebody made a sound to me, and it done well. Like,
John Port, that's your Snapchat.
Yeah, that's me. John Port, open your Snapchat. That was literally, like, think 22nd December, 3 o'clock in the morning, just trying to come up with ideas, looking into the phone. I just says press record, and that's just why I said, like, John, pour over your Snapchat.
It was funny as fuck. Like, I was saying it in the car, we were flying up there laughing like fuck.
Was we pink? What do you say?
John Poor, open your Snapchat, gotta lose the pink heart, like, because in the Snapchat and pink heart is it when you've the same your best friends for 2 months, you get a pink heart, and so like all young ones worry about it. I've never fucking had it. I'm too busy falling out with a girl before the 2 months comes.
You want to keep the streak going?
We're recording, huh? Yeah. What? Do you still use Snapchat, huh?
Yeah. I'm flat.
Snapchat in fucking year.
I'm absolutely addicted to Snapchat, boy. Absolutely addicted.
You must be sat in the 30s, aren't?
No, not anymore. Not from I was about 17.
What age are you?
24.
24?
Yeah. I don't even think I have really sent any 30s on, to be honest. I was that worried about ever get, because I used to rap and all that, and I used to be sort of big around your end more, and like I was always worried about getting caught out, like the way you're saying about OnlyFans coming back to haunt you later. I could barely even ask a girl out in case she was like, "Cost to ask me out," and I said, "No fun steal." You know what I mean? Like, but now I don't give a fuck. Now I'm like, don't give a fuck. I'd be popping up the girls on Instagram being like, "I love you," like, and that's it. Like, I'm not playing no fun games. Like.
I'm more of a face to face. I like going out. So and do I. People see it on the phone and text them.
But girls never, like where I'm from, like they just don't go out. Like,
I know.
There's nowhere really to go out down
here. Quinn's in Newcastle. I go to a bar, like I go all the time. But
just down the very bottom.
I've been to Quinn's. Yeah. No, that's Donard. The Donard is down the very bottom, then Quinn's is like in the middle, like just up from Party Fry, up from KFC, the same side, and it's just really where you go, like, but shining off, like.
So you must be like a stud down there,
I wouldn't say a stud, like
stallion,
well known.
I would be well known, yeah, but they all know me from before, like, so I'm a fucking geek to them.
So you were saying you were a rapper. Have you ever heard any of his tunes?
Yeah, I hear all their stuff. I was thinking about Up the Road, him and Kevin and all. I know he's had the fucking rise. Like, but I see it all. Like, I see everything. I'm never off that phone fucking 9 hours screen time a day. Fucking white. Completely addicted to
my
that.
My screen time's getting worse too.
There's the screen time. That's the screensaver, you know. See, you bring that out the night out, and girls are just like, oh my god, and they pretend to fucking be on the phone to him and all that.
See, know what I'm seeing a lot of now? It's because I've been watching it that keeps coming up. There's these cons in America, and they're just going into like a supermarket, and they have a big folder.
Oh, so fuck. That's what started it, like.
Have you seen it, John? They have a big folder, and it's just like a picture of fucking pork, and they're like, just tapping it. They're not saying anything, and then just flick a page, and it's like an R. AI picture, and the constant look at them going,
yeah,
the fuck's going on here?
You ever see the one that it's like the old man talking about it, and he's like talking about the Eye of Ra, where it points in the eye of the picture, like, this is the Eye of Ra, this is the Illuminati, this is like John Pork's in charge of like the whole fucking president. And all. It's so funny, just it on my man, deep. Yeah, like it goes real deep. Like, and I just showed it to my brother, and I was like, I love John Pork, like, and then that was it. Like,
yeah, John Pork's gained
a
lot of followers, mate.
I know that. It's actually gained me a lot of views. It's gained me like the most views ever in the past few months, but it hasn't given me the most followers. Still, the farmer stuff all gets me loads of followers.
Are you a farmer?
Yeah, my dad's a farmer. Like, I'm brought up in that, like, and then I'll work on it for a wage, like, but I'm not very good at it. Like, nobody started doing it for the wage. Like,
see, as a farmer, what do you have like
cows, all cows, cow, just cows, beef. So you would, but my dad goes around the country and buys them and then tries to sell them or sell them to the factory. So he's around the lorry, and then me and my brother, we feed them and look after them. I haven't done it in a few months.
Do you milk them?
No, there's milk farming that just does milk.
That's and then, the white and black cows, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the Frisians, that Frisians. Yeah, I do loads of videos with Frisians. Like anything black and white is Frisian dust. Like, this is a Frisian microphone, do you know what I mean? Like,
so,
yeah, that's the culty talk. Like, but yeah, you got Frisians, and they're the black and white ones, and they do all the milk. But what my dad does, he goes to the milk farms, and when they're done, they've had about 30 babies. They're fucked. He buys them and sells them about 2 days later.
So, 30?
Yeah, they'll just have loads and loads of calves. Like,
what's the growing rate for, like, what do you get for a litre of milk nowadays?
I don't know milk, like, but I know beef. Beef's really dear. Beef is like £6 a kilo.
Grass-fed beef too. Yeah.
£6 a kilo.
I only know this because my dad buys Farmers Journal and I walked past and seen it the other day, so it's a good thing I fucking said. But it's like £6 something per kilo, and a cow is about 600 kilo.
My mass isn't great here, like, but it's a few quid.
It's about £1,300 just for like the average guy. It's crazy.
It
like,
costs now to keep them. Like, just
oh, it does cost a lot.
Just eat grass.
It costs loads because my dad, like, I can't drive tractors or anything, and that's a misconception. I can't do fuck all but walk about with buggets and just look like a dick. Like, my brothers do it all.
At least you're honest,
like. I'm there for the wage. Like, I am not there. I haven't a clue what I'm doing. I own a few calves and stuff. Like, I buy them. Like, but they, you have to pay for, like, we own the farm, but you have to pay loads for diesel to like run. We have our own diesel and stuff, and then you have to buy the food, and you have to pay someone to spread slurry. Like, that helps the grass grow. It's really loads of overhead. So like, my dad is self-employed now as a farmer, and he would never know how much money he's worth because it's just constant overhead.
Like, constant bills. Like,
yeah, it's constant bills, like having to pay loads.
The farmers get like big grants or something, do they?
Yeah, they'll get grants. My dad, our petrol, in about 2017, our diesel tank blew up and burnt down one of the shades.
Fuck.
And he had to pay a load then, and it blew up a teleporter, like a telehandler. And he had to get one off the farmer's insurance. He pays a load now. And then that storm, you know, the storm Dar a few months ago, our farm got like, all the roofs like got ripped to shreds. Like, all the tin roofs just blew off. I have a video of it, like, and we're just going to pay for ourselves, like, because it's too dear to go through the insurance. Like,
I sure there's a lot of wee fees and costs. Loads. Probably wouldn't imagine. Like,
loads of stuff. And then my cars break down, make him pay for it too. Yeah, it's full of his fucking red diesel.
See the way we were just right at the mountain there?
Yeah.
We would get a lot of cows just coming down onto the street.
Would you actually?
Pigs, yeah, too, but not.
Did you ever see the pigs out there? Fucking, their balls are about that size. M1's up there.
Yeah,
I need a bad pig just because of the John Port crack.
I'd just run about here, but see, up the street there, there's like a bit of a wall, and my uncle parked his car like at the side of it. One of the cows fell off a wall and on his car. He had to ring insurance company. He's like, oh, a cow just fell on my car. But then he went up and seen the farmer. The farmer had to pay for it.
My dad told me, now this, I probably shouldn't be saying it, but I'll fuck it. I'll say it anyway. I think it was about 20 years ago. He said a cow broke out and it was running down the road at night. And like, there was a car coming at it, and the cow just ran up over the car and like, right. But they never knew it was my dad's cow. So. So there you are. Whoever no, I think it was all right. They're indestructible in terms of damage, but one day they'll just slip and they'll never get up and they'll die, and that's it. Like, they die real easy that way. Like,
clumsy bastards.
Yeah, they'll just lie down.
Going to get there when that happens.
Oh no,
a few quid.
No, because when they die, like, they have to. They if a cow dies on the yard, it'll get like gangrene before you can take it to the factory. Like. So
seriously?
It needs to be able to, because my dad drives a cattle lorry, like a wee lorry. It needs to be able to walk onto that lorry for you to get paid for it. Like, but like, if it dies on the way, you get insurance. I think cow tipping is real. I actually don't know.
See,
can you remember? Like,
that's
kids
in cars.
Used to go and brick the cows? Can you
brick
remember?
The cows.
It is, but that's what I mean. If cows like fall down and they're stretched out, they just won't get back up. And like, me and my dad, we'll have to push, like, they're in the way about a ton. We have to try and push them up by it. Is some
fuck
going.
Me,
that's
serious.
People
are
probably
they
explode when you push them on the head, but no one knows.
No, they have to die. When they die, they swell up. And if you try and lift them, they might explode, like, because they're full of like fluid. They just leak.
Do they?
Jesus. Yeah. What?
They're
how
fucking
many,
disgusting.
How many do you have?
About that's 200 or 250. It sort of floats about 200, 250. Dang. Yeah.
There's
do
money in the cow
them,
game.
Like, no, we breed them now. We usually didn't, but my dad's just started that, like buying calves and feeding them and then growing them. Usually he is literally just like buy a bull and then sell it, flip it for a few £100 profit to the factory in a few days, but he's trying to be more
what's
fucking legitimate.
For a bull?
At the time, I remember it was about $2,000, like a big muscly, about $2,000 to $2,500, big muscly one. Like, yeah, yeah.
Is it? I'm not going to buy a bull, John. But is it true that the run for you if you're wearing red?
No. I never really had bulls on me. They get mad, like, but I don't think of. I you always used to hear that, like, because of jackass and shit, like. But
have you ever rode them?
No.
Nah.
There was
what
a girl.
What do you call a Spanish floor fitter?
What?
Andale.
There was a girl one that I was seeing, one that the fucking ride the cows, like, and she wanted to get on them and mount them because she rode horses, and I was like, you will just die. There'll be no. That'll be it. Like, If you don't die, the cows will be in that bad a neck by the time they're up to my fucking farm. They'll die with you on top of it. Like,
do you not put a saddle on it or not?
No, you can do it with the bulls, but I doubt my dad. My dad probably has fucking tried it because that bored. My dad told me one time because I said to him, and he said, like, he would go to the toilet on a Saturday, man, and he just nukes her, like, the fucking toilet just stinks, like, Garrett Oppenheimer, like, and he fucking, and I goes, Daddy, you literally must go to the toilet like once a week. He's like, no, I take the shites up at the farm, like, because the shite, the cows shit in the slats, like these things will hold, like the ground has holes in them, and the dung goes into the slats, and then that gets made in the slurry. So that's where slurry comes from.
Fertilizer?
Yeah, it turns into fertilizer.
So he's adding a wee bit to the
slurry. Yeah, my dad told me one time he just nails down shits under them. Like, I'm like, you're a dirty bastard. Like,
here, see a farmer, they're up first crack of dawn, aren't they?
My dad is ridiculous. Like, he be out at like 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock, just whenever he wakes up. But like, he doesn't have much hour crack in him. Like, as soon as he's in the house, he falls asleep. Like, he's about as much crack as a fucking brown paper bag. Like,
and so, who takes on the farm and once your dad retires?
No clue. I don't think he'll ever retire. He's 60 now, like, and he's fucking well at it. Like,
I remember I was doing delivery. I used to be a courier in Cookstown. And I would talk to a lot of farmers, and I was saying, so who gets, he was an older boy. I says, when you're retiring here, who's getting your farm?
Yeah.
He says, well, one of his sons. I says, well, say you don't have a son. And then he says, well, the daughter's boyfriend would get it. I was like, but not everyone wants to be a farmer. Like,
yeah, so I know that.
You have to give your whole life up to be a farmer.
Oh, you do? Well, my brother works there full time. He's 30. And he'll be one of us end up getting it. I have four brothers, like, or three older brothers. I'm the youngest, like, and we owned all the land around the farm, and my granddad would own it, and he has like all the fields around the area and stuff, like, and so I don't know, like, no. I don't think there'll be much of a row once it comes to be like, oh, we want it.
What,
like,
age is your oldest bro?
He's 38, like, he's a bricklayer, and then other one's 33, and then 30, and then I'm 24, so
who knows?
I never think it's doing like breeding anything a bit easier, like dogs or something?
No, like, cause that's definitely not easier, like, because they've got the watery shit you have to lift up, yeah, with a fucking cow, you just shovel it.
I've bred dogs for years. No. The money, there's no money in them now.
Like, is there not, like?
Nah, that's shit. Use your
farm and bulls. Is it true that there's bull spunk in Red Bull? Is that the thing?
No, I read about that too, because I drink an awful lot of Red Bull taurine. Yeah, like, I think it's just like
it's a supplement. It's an imitator. So it's like it has all the...
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Characteristics.
It's different.
Naturally engineered, so. Yeah.
Some AI
number 5 is?
AI boots.
Soup number 5.
What, like dragon soup?
No, it's like a Filipino meal in Philippines. It's called soup number 5. You Google it. It's a soup made of bulls, testicles, and penis.
That's because they eat anything, though. Like, they'll eat, like.
We had a Chinese guy on here last week. John, you're probably
seen him. Yeah, John, yeah, I've seen him, yeah.
Funny,
he's a lad.
Wee bag of noodles.
Oh, he's out the fuck.
A bypass and a ding ding.
You hear it making a ding ding?
OBSP.
Juan Pablo.
But let's see if Taurine actually did a bull semen in it. Like, I love Red Bull that much, I wouldn't give a fuck. I'd be baiting off the cow myself. I know that, like, but that's not my job. Like, you actually do have to do that, like, grab a bull by the balls and all. But I don't do that shit.
I have to do it with spotting. Bad doing that, like.
Is that not, you know what?
What way do you feel after you do that? Like,
yeah, like,
I don't know, like.
It's not like it's.
Sure, like, with cows, no. If cows are pregnant, like, my dad has to stick the full forearm in the fucking, in the vagina. Like.
To try and pull the.
Just to check if it's pregnant or if it's all right. Like, usually you put a glove on, like a big long glove, but my dad's a fucking complete.
The odd time
he does the complete shite all over the arm. Like, he's a beast.
That's.
It would kick you. Cows kick you. Like, I've seen the vets. The vets would normally do it now, but my dad, I used to see my dad do it. The vet would come up and do it now, and the cow would try and kick you. Like,
that reminds me of the hooker that I done in Magaluf.
You stick the whole fucking forearm in it.
I was riding her, and I looked down, and the thumb was off my dick. And I went, "What the fuck?" It gets stuck inside her, so I had to stick my arm right in.
Fuck me.
Face, like a face hook, pulled the dome out and pulled it out. It was like a big elastic coming out. Yeah.
Spouse didn't pull four or five out. After.
It was disgusting.
Fuck me, oh, man.
Everyone, smell your arm. I was in the sea trying that's to wash it. No,
putting in the sea, it probably smelled the exact same. Oh, fuck's sake.
When I lifted it back in, you could just
not pure smell. Salmon, boy.
Oh, dirt.
Pure prawn. My brother used to be at Mola's brother used to be a trawler man. He used to take prawns home by, and you just open the freezer, you put your arm in to get a pizza, take it out. There's that much fish in it. You just smell it. You fist at somebody. But fucking disgusting. Like, pure fish. Like, I hate the smell of fish.
You hard out grab being one of them trawler man too. Like, did you ever watch that?
Trawler man.
Trawler, like, they're working in the fishing boats, the big nets, the reel the fish in, like.
Oh, I don't know, I've never watched it.
Like, dead-ass catch and shit,
the big,
like,
massive crabs, the big green crabs and all.
I already ever watched lay TV, TV.
I watched it years ago.
I just all, like, Netflix and Disney Plus and all.
Yeah, I just watch films now, I can't watch series, I watch films constantly.
I'm a film man, series aside, and that.
Because
really?
Listen, see, for a fucking series, you have to invest like 70 hours in it to get the same what you will get out of a film. Do you know
exactly
what I mean? Like,
and the film's only an hour and a half.
Two hours. What?
Do you watch Prison Break?
No.
Oh, no, Jesus.
I've only watched like Breaking Bad. My favorite show ever is The Sopranos. Like, I love all the mob stuff. Like,
Tony Soprano is the man.
Watch Game of Thrones?
No, I watched
Paulie Walnuts.
Yeah, Paulie Wall. I met fucking Ralphie. You know Ralphie from the
front?
He was at the fucking Northern Ireland Comic Con. I met him like 2 years ago.
When I was in uni,
his gym is right beside, like, his gym's on London Road.
Yeah.
And him, he just was there all the time. And I did journalism in uni, so I would interview like the likes of the guys called Adam Cullen, Nathan Fletcher, he's in the UFC now. But I would just, when they were in Cage Warriors, a lower promotion, I would go over and interview them, and eventually just sort of ingratiate myself in the place, and Paddy would be walking about and I'd be shitting myself, like, and like, then eventually just went up to him one day and asked him. I've interviewed him a few times, like, but sort of ended up sort of mates with him. Like, he basically got me the degree. I interviewed him and Tom Aspinall. And it was crazy. Like, but like, Paddy, I met loads of times, and like, I was that nervous the last time I interviewed him. That's the first time I ever told him my name, and I must have met him about 20 times. I was that nervous that I never, always forgot to say, oh, my name's Costa. Like, but like, he was real nice and always just giving back to you. And I was only a student, you know what I mean?
He seems like a good cunt.
I met him in the Danish.
Paddy Pimblett?
Oh, I met him in the Devonish. So I was fighting my mate, and he was in his corner.
You're by Nathan Fletcher fought in the Devonish. He thought Kieran Loughran in the Devonish.
Kieran Loughran's coming on here.
Kieran Loughran's a mate. He's in Liverpool as well. He's a good mate. I talked to him loads.
So he's actually, him and his brother, they're coming on. He was texting yesterday. He's saying he will be on.
He's fighting Nathan Fletcher.
Week, so once he's back. Is that who he's fighting?
Yeah. They fought in the Devonish when they were amateurs. And they're fighting in the UFC now. They should have fought in Cage Warriors because Kieran Lauren, he's a real good lad. Like, they're both real good lads. They're fighting. He was the bantamweight champion in Cage Warriors, and then he got brought to UFC, and they sort of should have fought for the bantamweight title in Cage Warriors, but never happened. So they're fighting now in the UFC. That's like two of my fucking best mates. Kieran's a real good lad. He reached out and follows all my stuff. Like, so I couldn't because Kieran.
Shout out to the Dom.
Kieran is an actual like good mate of mine and like likes all my stuff and like I really really support him. And like then Nathan was like my first interview in Next Gen that got me up to like my degree. Do you know what I mean? But like they're both real good lads. Like, and I've spoke to them. I first met Kieran and I said, oh, I'd be friends with Nathan Fletcher, and he was like, oh, he's a good lad and all. Like, that was both when
did they not have beef?
No, they don't have beef. That was when they were supposed to fight in Cage Warriors, and that was like a year ago, and he was like, no, he's like, I haven't a problem with any of them, he's a good lad. Like, but he has beef with Paddy now. Like, he's beef with Paddy Pimblett.
I've seen that, that was pretty bad though.
I don't like that shit though.
That was over Paul Hughes.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, because Paddy said that Paul Hughes wasn't good enough to go to the UFC.
Paul Hughes
would
batter Paddy. Eh?
But Paddy's like that though. Like, I've seen him in the gym like that. Like, you see if anybody's like any cheek to him. Like, the thing about Paddy Pimblett is, like, he knows exactly who he is. Like, he knows he's a fucking star. Like, so if anybody shows any cheating, he'd lose his fucking head.
His jiu-jitsu's weird. Like, jiu-jitsu's
unbelievable. That's another weird thing. You're by Dennis Frimpong. He's Irish.
Yeah.
And he showed up at his gym. But there's a fella called Shamrock. He's trying to get him in the pod. He represents Ireland. Like, and he got framed for a crime when he was about 22 and fled to Thailand for 7 years. And then he got caught fighting in Belfast. and the person I took him and took him back to Liverpool and put him in jail.
Scumbags.
And then he got cleared of it about 2 years ago, and he should be in the UFC. He's in a big. He's really, really good. Like Shamrock, just like Shamrock. But his name's Shamrock. I'll send him after to try and get him on. Like, cause and he, but he represents Ireland. Like, he won't fight for He won't fight for England. Like, cause of how they fucked him over. Like, but he is like best mates with that by Dennis Frimpong's, like one of his corner men, and him and Paddy, like Shem trains with Paddy, so it's kind of awkward that, like, you know, that's in the middle there. Like, I don't know how Shem feels about it. Like,
he's ever seen?
I mainly done MMA journalism when I was in uni. Like,
do you ever see the story of your man or Lee Murray? And he was UFC 15 years ago. He robbed the bank. Robbing the bank. Fuck, mate.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. He's English, like, but yeah. He came out in the Hannibal Lecter mask and all, and he fought. I think he fought Anderson Silva. I'm pretty sure
that was years and years ago. I met McGregor.
I love the old McGregor scene. He's a fucking idiot.
I just don't know. I just think he's comedic now. I just think he's funny as fuck now. I don't think he's got a fight though. Like,
I
see that he put. As I was coming up the road, I seen he put up on Instagram, who's going to Limp Bizkit tomorrow? I'm going to be in the mosh pit. Like, I went to see Limp Bizkit there at Bilsonic. Why didn't you fucking go up the road so you can meet him again?
It'd be funny, like, just seeing him, stand your base.
Yeah, like, but he's nice. Like, I met him in the his bar.
But here, actually, he's a wanker.
Yeah,
I have to add that there. He is a wanker.
Paul Hughes, legend. Fuck McGregor, we're team Paul Hughes here. Is there any more content creators down your way, or...? Just yourself?
Just me.
Leading the way for the culties?
Well, leading the way for the culties. Leading the way for people that cannot fucking think outside of the house. Do you know what I mean? Like, I started this shit. I was saying to him, like, I started this shit when I was fucking 14. I wanted to be a rapper. That's all I wanted. I remember going on the bus one day in first year. I was listening to I'm On One by DJ Khaled and Drake. I don't like Drake anymore, though. But, like, I was like, right, fuck it, I'm going to be a rapper. So I just started writing for, like, 2 or 3 years. And then recorded my first song. It was a remix to Kanye West Power in 2015. And it wasn't good, but like, I was just getting myself out. I was only 14 or 15, recorded it in the hot press with Sock over the mic. Like, and then my brother did all the production and stuff eventually. And then when I was 16, bought a real good mic and all, like, got off for Christmas, like, so cheers Santa. And then recorded a song. There was a girl I was friends with, kind of fucked me over. And I wrote a song called Liar, and then, like, it was really big, like, around home, and that was my first thing, like, so it got, like, 15,000 plays, like, and I was like, I'm literally, like, me, Kanye West, are on the same here. Like, but it was, like, only really new around Newry and Mourne, and I did shows and stuff around Newry and Mourne, and I was 17, and I'd done a show, and, like, I never really worked, and I never worked, like, a normal job or anything, like, I was 17, and I just switched schools, like, I went to school in Kilkeele, and then moved up to Newry, so Newry was, like, it's a city, essentially, like, and I did a show in Europe and made $2,000 by 17, man. I was like, I'd never have to work again. Like, that $2,000 lasted me a year. That's the type of money, because I don't drink or anything. Like, so I'm straight edge. Like, no drink, nothing. Like, that's what that tattoo on my wrist means. Like, do you know CM Punk? CM Punk, the wrestler. Like, he's straight edge. Like, I'll try and show the camera.
And the 2X on the wrist means straight edge. Like, so.
He adds two weeks in a row. No drinkers, no to gamble.
Yeah. Fuck me, I don't think that's in the thing. I think if you go real hard and straight edge, you can be no drink, no drugs, vegan,
sex,
and no promiscuous sex. And I don't have I don't really have a say in whether I have no promiscuous sex or not. I just take it when it fucking comes.
You get it, though.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if I had no promiscuous sex, I'd be a virgin still. Like, so, you know what I mean? Like,
did you not ever venture into, like, stand up, Randy?
No, I sort of looked at it like couple of years ago, but it takes like 6-7 years to get into it. And like, I done the music for like 5 years, and I used to do wrestling, like, done it for a few years, like, until I was
That would be good, Craig.
That is like my dream to do
what
again.
What happened, like, with the wrestling?
I done it in my house. Like, I have a real wrestling ring built in my garden, like, full cemented into my garden, build it. Me and my dad build it. And like, a load of, because we did it for the hospice, like, so a load of people would just come and help build it. We build it in 5 days, 18 by 18 foot, big, like, full professional one, like, and we done it. And then I got 19, and I thought that was I used to do it on a trampoline.
All the lads we were at the time when we were kids. Like,
yeah, but I was 16. I first thought it was 15, then the next year I just released that song Liar, and so it's kind of known. And I live on the main road outside Newcastle, and so if you ever see a wrestling ring, it's only my house. Like, no matter where you're at, like,
fall down for a few shoes.
You just, you'll drive past it, you just see fucking wrestling ring in that garden, and everyone drives past and goes boxing ring, and it really annoys me. But anyway, but we did the wrestling. I was 16, and there was 150 people in my garden watching the live videos of it. It's fucking insane, like. Yeah, going through tables and all that. I was just me and my mates, like, and then next year we built the ring, did it for 2 more years, and I thought the crowd kind of like was just stayed to see him, so I thought it stagnated it, so I didn't want to ever be embarrassed. We're only like 5 people, because first time I done it was only 5 people, and we didn't care. But once you like get a good load of people,
you don't want to go back
down. So I could do it now. And my local GA club, Longstone, they're opening a new pitch next month. They've raised money, and the pitch is attached to our farm. So, like, it's basically, we basically live on the pitch. Like, but I would like to do the wrestle. That would be my dream, just to do it in that GAA club, and they let me do it and all. But I can't really get a ring. Like, nobody wants, because my ring is cemented, can't be taken out of the garden. So that is my dream to do it. But I will do it eventually. But it takes, like, it does take about 4 months of planning. Then you have to get in the ring shape and all. Like, and
is Logan Paul one of your favorites? Or
he is pretty good. He's not one of my favorite. I'm wearing a wrestling shirt now. Kenny Omega, an American wrestler in AEW, like, not in WWE. Oh, but
into them all, I thought.
Yeah, I'm totally.
See, the best year for wrestling was like Eddie Guerrero, fucking.
That was me. He was my favorite.
Brock Lesnar, Chris Benoit, and all back in the day.
Eddie Guerrero and Chris Benoit, boy. What a combo.
They were the best.
Like, the Chris
Benoit. Yeah, that was my brother. That was my brother's run. I came in there in like 2008 when like John Cena.
I watched John Cena's
pop. Yeah. John Cena's like my entire. Yeah.
And Triple H had the long hair, and there was Shawn Michaels. They were all goats.
Like, John Cena's like my entire idol. Like, because he
turned healer.
I seen that there. It was exciting. Like, but he like turned evil. Face is good. Face means good in wrestling, like a hero. And heel means bad. And so if you ever, like, if you speak to me more, you'll find out I just use wrestling terminology all the time. So whenever, like, I fall out with somebody, I'm like, they turned heel on me. Like, so, but it's like someone literally turns heel, you know, they turn the wrong side in that kind of way. Like, so it's good. But, and then, like, see, when you fall in wrestling, you say you take a bump, so you fall. And every time I say to somebody, like, somebody falls, I goes, they took a bump. Everybody's like, what the fuck do you mean by that? Everyone's like, no, he's not. Like, I was like, oh, no, I don't mean that there. Like,
an elimination chamber. Like, I was in Australia last year, had an elimination chamber in Perth. It was fucking lethal, mate. Oh, I could day out. It's good crack. I was raging at the end. I fucking thought
The Rock, everyone thought The Rock was gonna come out.
But I thought Randy Orton was gonna take it, and then who done him in?
Drew McIntyre, was it?
Logan Paul hit him with a brass knuckles, and then Drew McIntyre beat him, and I hate that
concept. That's right. You ever see him and Sheamus running about? Like, I met Sheamus and fucking Boucher Rhodes Smith when I was 9. Like,
Sheamus is
did
a boy. Yeah, he runs about in the Celtic
Club. No, he's from Dublin, but whenever they do like the tours, they used to have somebody go to Smith's and do a wee meet and greet. I met him and Big Show, like, and Big Show just looked like my fucking dad.
Is he still kicking, is he?
No, he's in that or a company AEW, like, but he's just a commentator, like. But,
is he?
Yeah. Fuck. Paul Whitey goes by now, like, so, like, all his fans are the white supremacists. Like.
Where's WrestleMania? What do
you have to
do? You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
19th and 20th of April, Easter weekend. Like,
did you ever watch The Dark Side of the Rings?
Yeah. They're brilliant.
What do you call your man, New Jack? Ever see?
You ever see the one about what do you call him, Nick Gage, and he cuts his head open with a pizza opener and he went and robbed a bank for like £200, went to jail.
Oh, mad bastard!
Crazy though, like, real interesting. Like, but like when I was younger, like, my ma really wanted me to go into wrestling, like because they wanted me to try and get into it, like a training place in Japan, because all the best wrestlers in the world go to Japan, and it's really hard hitting out there. It's basically real out there. Like,
I'll show you the ropes.
Yeah, she's in Japan.
She's just
I see her on TikTok. I follow her on TikTok because she got into like a big Japanese promotion that's just women.
Turner partner, I think.
No, they're, it's like
her partner is a wrestler, I think.
Yeah, probably is. Like, they're fucking. I remember seeing her when she got announced, and I hear like on the journalist wrestling sites, I hear people talking about her. Like, so that's pretty fucking cool though. Like, but that's what I mean. My mom and all wanted me to look into like. before I went to uni, like try and go into wrestling or try and go into Japan and stuff. And I was like, you know what the thing is about wrestling? Like, I did wrestling in my garden, like, and did train myself through watching it. And then we built the ring and trained each other. That's all you fucking need. And then do the matches. I know all you need to know is when you fall on your back, go like that. So it spreads the weight. Don't do pile drivers. Don't land on your head. Try not to land your neck. There's buys. I'm just going to be real here. Like, I reached out to people across Dublin. There's only a few wrestling promotions in Dublin or in Ireland. Reached out to one in Belfast. Reached out to a few in Dublin. They won't give it to you unless you're training with them. So essentially, unless you're paying them for a couple of years, they won't do you a favour. Even they're gatekeeping, like, literal word out of my mouth. Gatekeeping, like, fuck. Because they want, I was like, lads, I'd co-promote with you and all, like, because I just popped off, like, it was about 2 years ago, and I was doing really well, and they were like, oh, no, you're not trained and all properly. I was like, lads, it was like at my peak when I was just starting out. I was like, guys, we would just sell, like, more than you would ever get, do you know what I mean? Like,
they're losing by not doing it.
They're losing,
like. So say you have a wrestling match
for
someone, do you both know before it starts?
Well, when I wrestled, we didn't know. When I wrestled, I tried to keep it.
But you have to give someone. Well,
you do. You usually
keep kicking out every time. Like, you're not really knocked out.
There is, but in the WWE and AEW, it's all scripted. Like, that's, instead of calling it fake, we call it scripted. Like, and that's what you do. But whenever I was doing it, because it was like, I just like to go whatever the crowd felt. So it was like, my last match was against my brother, and it was like incredible. Like, and he was all flippy, like he could do all the flips, and I just catch him, and I would sort the stronger one and just throw him about. Like, but it was just whatever we feel in the moment. If I feel that this crowd, you like, is on your side, I let you in. Like, and that's really the way it works. But
I call it how you see it.
Call it how you see it, but not normally would you do that. Now, if I did it now, I'd be more professional. I would decide the winners and stuff. Like, but I used to be promoting it all, and like, I was organizing it and doing everything. And people would be like, well, you're just going to win. And I was like, lads, I literally have like a 5-5 record. I lost like all my matches. Like, we did a Royal Rumble in the garden, like, and there was 30 people in it.
Jesus Christ.
And I came in, I think, 27th. And we timed it. I came in 27th, and there was about 6 people in the ring. I threw out 3 people and got eliminated in 19 seconds. 3 of my mates just took my legs and bunged me up over the fucking ropes. Like, I was like, cheers, I'll just go back to the commentary here, but he's like,
did you plan that one before?
No, I just says whoever the fuck wants to win.
Speed ended up in
Yeah, Speed, he was class. No, he got completely milled.
Did he get rinsed, didn't he?
Yeah, like,
A spear.
Do you know one of the
best ever entrances is in WWE history? I see it on my TikTok. Was Edge's return?
Yeah, like the Royal Rumble, yeah.
Oh, that was fucking sick.
He's insane.
Wasn't it?
Like,
his walkout tune is on.
Yeah, he's in that company now, AEW. He's left WWE. Yeah, he's left WWE.
He
broke his neck in like 2010. He had like slip discs in 2010 or 2011, and he had to retire for like 7 or 8 years. It was same with another wrestler, Daniel Bryan, and he had to retire too. And then just the medication and the treatments got so good since that they can come back. Like, nobody's ever really retired, you know what I mean? Like,
no, you always get people coming back. Like, look at fucking your man Ric Flair. He's
wrestling. Yeah, like, he's the goat. Like, he's the goat. He's the goat, though. Like,
woo!
No, it's about the Von Erich family, but he's in it. The Von Erich family is like a real famous wrestling family in Texas.
They basically started the fucking
in Texas. But before WWE, you should watch it. It's an Amazon Prime, and I'll spoil it. Like, but the wrestling just tears that family apart. Like, so it's like, it's cursed. No, I haven't watched it. It was a Stephen Amell. I need to watch it. Like,
fucking you're proper, isn't it? Like,
this is my entire life. Fucking sports journalism degree. Like, MMA, UFC, football, Gaelic. Like, that's what it is. Like, and it's,
you were saying before on camera, you're looking to get into like a bit of acting.
Yeah, like, well, the whole dream of it now, like, when I was a child, because I just want to be in entertainment, you know what I mean? That's all I ever wanted, was to be in entertainment from when I was about 4. So it was like the music when I was 11 till I was about 17 or 18. But I was just, I was really well known for like funny Snapchat stories and just not really giving a fuck. Like, but it sort of got to me in the end, because people, see, you know yourself, you do literally anything but work a 9-to-5. Like, and I'm not putting down buys at work 9-to-5 because I can't get up before 12 o'clock. Like, I'm a lazy bastard. Like, so like, I can do things. Like, I can do like 3 things good, make people laugh and stuff, but more people, I would rather get up early and work, you know what I mean? But like, so I did that there, I did the music, always just wanted to be in entertainment, and then, but I was always really, really into films, because people knew me for being funny and stuff like that, so it was more than the music. People were listening to my music because they knew who I was and they followed who I was, and that's all they really cared about. Like, so then when I'm I did the wrestling stuff, and the wrestling was like, I promoted it for going live on Facebook, like, and I would literally just do promos for about 45 minutes, just calling out guys, like, and it would be funny as fuck, like. But I was so, the thing was, it was King Costa was my wrestling name, like. I was like calling out like my best mates, like, because that's the only guys I know would do it. And there's a guy, Finn Matero, and he plays for Down, and first time I ever done it, I called him out and called him out, and he wasn't gonna do it. And I never let them know I was doing character, like, so everybody just thought King Costa was real. Like, I was just actively calling out guys, and like, they would fall out of me and all. And then time it was, I would goad them that much that they would have to sort of fight me in the end. Like, and then I was like, well, everybody thinks this is real, I must be a good actor then. Like, and then
you
sort of went.
Kind of ran away with
it. He just kind of ran away with it.
Wrestlers, I've never even met a wrestler in my life.
Burnsy would make your career.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, Burnsy. Like,
do you know Burnsy? Huh?
Yeah, I see all the videos and all
Burnsy's
of them. Like,
good crack,
but right?
I would do a wrestling match. Like,
wrestling, I tell you now. You know the way everyone.
Me and SP could do one, no sweat. Like,
but wrestling is just, you can do it more and more, and it's more fun, and you're going to get the same crowd, and everybody's doing boxing. Like, if you do fucking wrestling, that's unique as fuck. Like, boxing.
What do you mean, like a.
If you do a wrestling match. If you
book
a Damnish
or something.
If you
book a Damnish, got to wrestle each other.
I fucking swear to God, you do a rumble. Like, you just have to go over the top rope. That's all it is. If guys are like, oh, I don't want to wrestle, or I'm afraid of getting injured, it's like, just come in for 2 seconds, throw yourself over the top rope, yeah, and get out. And you'll get loads of buys in. Like, but I'm telling you now, I fucking happily be a part of it.
A working class podcast.
You
sort
that, like,
yeah, like, you
event,
should, like.
Main event, mate.
What I mean, like.
And mine was called LSCW, where I'm from, Longstone Championship Wrestling. So it's just my GAA club, like, but like, Longstone took nothing to fucking do it. So just call it every light.
You
like,
do WCW, working class wrestling.
Exactly that. Just don't sell no merch by you get Triple H at the door.
Fuck's sake.
Literally, yeah, like, you would get, I think you would get way more, and like,
you get all the rabbits from the bed.
Yeah.
Get Murph and all in against fuck.
But I'm telling you now, if you saw, like, boxing, like, white collar boxing, I've seen loads of it. Like,
there's one every week.
There's one every week, and all you're going to see, you might see someone get knocked out every 1 in 10. And then guys are just doing 3 rounds and they're fucking near vomiting at the end of it. Like, I've done it too.
Yeah.
And then guys' feelings get hurt at the end. You know what I mean? If yeah. you're wrestling, it's pure entertainment. Guys are going through fucking tables and you can watch it back and be like, that, you're essentially a part of like a fucking film.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's,
and it's better crack.
It's better crack. That is
me. Why don't you try and sort that? Like,
I have tried and sort it, and there is a place going to do a ring for me, like a place in your ACA boxing. I don't want to use a boxing ring because they're built a wee bit different, but like, I beggars can't be fucking choosers. Like,
how you take it?
Yeah, like,
just put, like, can I put like more mats or something down?
You do, like, but like, what,
you put me in the mood to fucking wrestle something.
Hey, it's some fucking moves,
do
some
it.
Some moves are cool. Like, I, love, like, I love ring steel.
Clothesline.
It's pretty hard doing that stuff now. I remember my brother tried to do a 619 Nora ring and he near fucking flew himself out into the road.
See, with a calisthenics, no, I reckon I could do a few flips, like, no sweat.
Oh, you could. You would be good at wrestling, I reckon. You just need a wee bit of teaching. You get
nah, he's just the ass on my brother.
I walked in there.
Would you not have called your ass name John Pork?
Nah, fuck that. There's
John Pork.
I'm King Costa. King Costa, that was it. Just Costa now.
Did you ever see Stone Cold E.T.?
Yeah, that.
Stone Cold E.T. He comes up in the way, Castle. Have you ever seen it?
Nah.
Oh, jeez. You need to get the video on the fucking. Put the video on after.
Yeah, what do you call your podcast?
Young, Hot, and Talented. Like, I was saying these earlier, it was the name of my private story on Snapchat. Couldn't think of nothing.
I'll give you two of them.
What?
Two of the names.
Yeah, anyway.
I'm not hurting your feelings.
You're not hurting my feelings. I don't have any fucking feelings anymore. Anyway, they fucking.
He's bulletproof.
Yeah,
man.
Only women can affect me. Like, but anyway,
so tell us about these women. Are you pulling much of them? Like,
try not to now. When I was in Liverpool, I would have got a bit in uni, like, because you're just like,
would you buck or would you have?
What do you mean?
Like a fussy man's an only
I've
man.
Literally, I tell you this now. This is real as fuck, right? I never went out with a bad looking girl in my life because I barely got any action before I was like fucking 19 or 20. Before I started popping off, I was literally invisible to women. Like, I swear to fuck, because you were a wrestler and a rapper. Like, it didn't get any more fucking isolated.
Not the chick magnet, like,
if not the chick magnet. And that, what I was just going after girls that were far too good anyway. Like, but
well, hey, that's just that.
You have to reach.
But the set standards are high now, and then once you get a following, like, I'm not even saying that, like, you have, like, we're all the fucking same game here, like,
yeah.
It's people just see you differently, like, they just, and that's just it, like, girls will always come up to me. I never ever have to go up to a girl, whether or not, like, I'm not dull. I'm not kissing the whole country or anything. It's just like girls will come up there for a photo, and then you're like, oh, screw you anyway. Like,
it does happen.
Do you rock the, when you're out, do you rock the loafers with a
I try and keep the character separate, because if the people think that I'm actually really a Tang, I think it's the most unattractive thing ever. Like, because
what's a Tang?
A Tang is like someone, a culture, same as a culture, but Tangs are like more into lorries. But I just think,
what do you call us? What would you say we are?
Buys from homes would say smicks, like, but I don't try and be racial like that. There, I just think everybody's one that. You used to get in Newcastle, there would be a lot of people from Belfast move down there and you call them Frankies.
When I leave West, but like even Belfast, everyone's a culture to me, like, I swear to God.
That's racist as fuck, like, because it's that's why I dig Tang culture, because people didn't really know what Tang meant, and culture's just been boiled down to an accent now. Like culture's short for agriculture, like, but like, it's just an accent now. Like, I couldn't give a fuck about farming. I know my dad knows why I'm start talking about it. Like, I couldn't give a fuck about it. Like, it's not my passion at all. And like, I don't mind working there, but like, if I can get this all popping and the acting and stuff popping, that's all that matters.
You're so young. Like, you're definitely old.
I fucking know I'm young, but don't let nobody else fucking tell me. I repeat it a year in school. And repeat it sixth year. And I just looked like this when I was in school. Like, I looked like this when I was about 14. The beard,
before they were cool.
Like. I've had this since 2017, because I used to tie my hair up all the time in school, and there'd be wee pubic bits sticking outside. I goes, "Mom, my ma's heard of this." I go, "Mommy, shave them off, the fuck." And then I've had a mullet ever since. And then everybody's like, "Oh, mullet's so cool now." I was like, I used to have the skin fades. I used to did my hair like Ronaldo back in the day. That's all it was like. And then when I hit about 15, I was like, I just grow the hair out.
Seemed to be after Jada when I left Celtic. That's
everybody
when the mullets,
yeah, and the mustaches too.
Yeah, they're doing like you're rocking the proper mullet. Like,
yeah, like
the OG mullet.
My mullet doesn't grow longer; it just grows outward. So I do get it. And people always say to get your hair cut. I get my hair cut like literally every 10 days. Like, my hair, like, I just
grows,
but, like,
quick.
Goes quick, but it goes outwards.
I get my,
like,
hair cut every 5 days.
Yeah,
like, but I'm rocking a new hat this week, folks. So if, what is
he's turned into
right?
A roadman.
Is it sitting alright?
You look gangster. You look rasta.
He looks more like a rapper than I do.
You look rasta.
Cap, mate. You usually wear caps.
I wear hats all the time too. I just fuck it. Let it out.
I like hats, but
no, just snapbacks and shit.
Sweats too much. I wear a hat.
Yeah, I don't. I just
dress
like this.
Do you drink in Belfast much?
No, I go out. I don't drink.
Oh, you don't drink? All right.
I go out every weekend, like Friday and Saturdays. I was out in the Thirsty Goat there for about 20 minutes.
Tortured?
So what do you do? Just drink like fucking juice?
Yeah, just average spend the night out is £3, by literally. I get Red Bulls and Sprite and water. Drink more water in the night out than I would during the week.
That's how you do it, like.
But I do love going out, like, and yeah. I just drive everybody home and sort everybody out in that kind of way, like.
That's good, though.
But I just never had an interest in drink. I was like 14. Everybody started drinking at the teenage discos, like. And I was just a bit too awkward at that stage. Like, I didn't really go out when I was like 13, 14. I was so obsessed with trying to be a rapper, like. And I went out, but like, my mates were getting drinking and they were getting with girls and all, and I just thought I was too young. Then by the time I hit 16, I was like, well, I've made it this far. Like,
you've got plenty of confidence, which a lot of people need drink for confidence.
I would be pretty. Now, like, on these nights, the last 2 years, I started posting TikTok about 2 years ago, and I blew up pretty quick, like, and I've just sort of stayed on that grind ever since. Like, I've never really celebrated it, like, because when I used to do the music, I would have done like one song and then lived off that for about a year. Do you know what I mean?
Because
been very complacent, like, and now I'm like, I could literally like my John Port video hit like 3 million or something on Christmas Day, and that was the first time I ever got a video over 1 million views, and I was like, right, what?
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
The next one.
There's a couple of fellas, Galaxy Boys, they always, always use Natural John Port.
I was the first, like, there was a John Port young fella, was like somebody from down south, was a sound, and I thought it was funny. I started doing John Port ones, and then they did, like, but sure, I don't own John Port, so, like, I don't give a fuck, dude, like, but there was a couple of fellas started doing culty content after I done it, like, and I was like, and then they wouldn't get the views, because it's not real, like, you know, I've
you
got...
You do find the ones that... People are kind of trying to copy your ideas.
Yeah.
that don't do as well because it's not original.
It's not original. Like.
Do you know what I mean?
The video of you selling the car was funny. Like
that was. Funny. That was 2 years ago today. That or so. I was like, yeah. I know it wasn't. It was the buying the car. I did one of buying a 306, a Peugeot 306, but the selling one. But that is, I think that's the funniest one. Like
I want to do a video. I want to buy.
All us in a wee fucking so
we're looking
bang
to buy a car. We want
car.
200 quid. We're looking at a car that has MOT in it, and we're gonna insure the car.
Yeah.
For the day, and then we're gonna spray paint like flames up the side of it, big dicks and all on it, and just
yeah, a wee Corsa or something like a wee Ford Fiesta. Like.
Do you know anyone selling one?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I see them Peugeots and all. I have they're like worth a load of money now. Like they were £200 back when I got them.
All the cars have went up.
Yeah.
You could have got a car for cheap.
Yeah, it was before COVID.
All went up.
I bought
my all the buckets of shit.
I bought my blue 306D Turbo in Derry in January 2020 for £1,200, and now any of them with MOT, which mine's is, I was getting MOT next week, so we'll just pretend it passes. But cross the fucking record.
My car hadn't had MOT in fucking God knows how long.
I know. I don't give a. They don't. See, please stop it. MOT doesn't show up in the thing, because like, I haven't stopped with no MOT, yeah.
I just say John Pork sort of.
I got stuff. I've got like 3 or 4 Peugeots, but that one now, that was the main one, like the D-Turbo, it'd be worth like £5,000 MOT now, just minimum. Like,
would you be still into your like Volkswagen Boros?
No, I hate Volkswagens. I'm not into any car but my own. Like it's all character work, like all that stuff's all
just
characters,
all
like
on.
Just all acting, like just read it and thought it was funny, and that was it. Like I don't
you actually write.
I would write the character, but like my mates and stuff, I'm like I'll say after, but like we originally done the videos. It was like right, I'm coming up with this idea, like time culture, the character sells a car, goes to the shop, and I just come up with it at the end, and then. The more you do it, the more you do it. You don't want to be repetitive. So now, like, I'm saying here now, and the first time we're doing a film of Tan Culture, and it's about him going to Port Rush. We just got funding for it, like, 2 weeks ago, and it goes into production in about a month. And so we tried to turn it into a TV show, like, 22-minute episodes. But, like I said earlier, I don't watch enough fucking TV shows to know. Like, I do know how to write them, but, like, I just rather do a film because I'm more into them, like.
Yeah.
And, you're not limited by that half an hour structure, like, so we're looking to do a film, and it has to be, I've got to write it, I'm going to write it like a full film, like a 100-page script, and I'm doing that now, and it's near done, and then you rewrite it, but we're just going to film every scene like 5 times, and if you improvise something that's funnier, which we will likely do, we'll keep it in, because that's how them comedy films work. William Thompson, Paddy McDonald, Aaron Butler would give me a lot of time a day. Like they, I spoke to Shane Todd about a year ago, just in the DM, saying that I really like stuff, and he said like my stuff too. But that was it, really. But like Paddy McDonald and all, very nice to me. I met him, and there was boxing, and I covered it. I did a video on it, and he's like, "I love all your stuff." And we were shitting ourselves because like my mate Ben like couldn't believe that he recognized him. It's like that we're all in the same circle now. Do you know what I mean? Like, but. It is cool like that. They're the spies that we watch sort of growing up, and then we're like, well, they know who we are now. That's kind of cool. Like, but the chance for them to get, it's good for them to get a show on the BBC because the likes of us, if we ever do
that
skits,
opens up a wee,
it'll open up
yeah,
for us.
I'm
like,
not just saying, or
but, like Hardy Box is what mainly inspired like
do
everything
know,
I do.
You know, they're when he's doing over, they're coming on this podcast.
Are they?
Owen and Addie Durkin and fucking.
Fuck me, lad. That's my.
Viper
is. Here's a. This is a rare
yeah,
story.
Addie Durkin's
English?
Is he? Yeah, I know. But.
Oh.
What? But they're,
oh,
no.
English.
They moved here.
The Viper's English.
But he moved here when he's about 11, though. Like, so he's like has he's the accent. But this is a wee bit ridiculous story, right? When I was 19, the last time I ever done the wrestling, I reached out to the Hardy Bucks Instagram page. You used to have an Instagram page where they like were all on it, and I was like, you want to do this wrestling, host it or whatever, and they responded to me, and they were like, yeah, because we were doing it for charity, like, and I was like, you know, you just can be in a match or host or whatever, and they were like, yeah, I was going, they gave me a number, and I just thought I was going to be speaking to some fucking manager or something, like, and I was only 18 or 19, like, and I was going on the Nolan show one day, and I rung them on the way up, my ma sitting there, and it was fucking Viper on the phone, Chris Tordoff, that's his real name, and I could just recognize his voice, and he was like, oh, what are you looking to do and all? I was like, we're just like wrestling in the garden, but like, I was real nervous, you know what I mean? I was like, we're wrestling in the garden, but like, there's a load of people going to be there to send you videos, and he was like, yeah, we'll do it, like, just like, We'll drive up, you can cover the diesel or whatever, like, because we'll not charge this for charity, like, but he was booked for Higher Vision Festival, like, down south, there was a DJ festival, and he was supposed to do an appearance at, so he couldn't go.
What do you call it?
But it was, I had his number,
Owen Colgan.
Owen Colgan. Yeah, Buzzlet.
Yeah, he was saying he'll do the podcast, not he's from Galway or Cork or... far down, like
they're Mayo based, but I don't know if they're actually from Mayo.
We says when he's back up,
Castletown.
Oh, I'd love to meet them boys, but I love them boys.
He's like, funny as fuck.
He is, like, but Viper and Eddie Durton were the ones that mainly wrote all the Hardy Bucks. But
Viper's my favorite character, to be honest with you. He's funny as fuck.
But they started, like, they had a show on RTE where they done skits called Republic of Telly. And then they moved in the Hardy Bucks, so they got their own show then. Like, but they started as internet skits. Hardy Bucks started as internet, 10 minute internet skits on YouTube. And then RT gave them a show. So that's what I was trying to do. That's what I was trying to do. And then I was like, fuck it, I'll just try and do a film here and see how that does.
Are you going to put it on YouTube?
I don't know. What, like, we're going to do the film and then try and sell it for distribution. So all my dream is to try and go to the cinema and see myself on the screen. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be fucking lit. But, like, putting it on YouTube, it will be free and available to people, but you know yourself, it could get a few hundred fucking views and die.
Exactly.
So I'm going to hold on to the film until someone buys it. If not, I'll put a bit of money into it and get it on Amazon.
So I was actually meant to be in a film that was in cinema before. It was a guy, do you know Cormac McDermott?
Yeah. So I've read him on Facebook, Notorious Bart Boys.
Yeah, me and him used to do videos years ago.
Used to fucking really look up to him too.
A guy, he's just come off the face of the earth now. We used to do a couple of videos together, and then someone got in contact and was like, we're doing a film, it's going to be in cinema.
Was this the one about the Gael talk?
No, it was something to do where, like, a Northern Ireland version of Jesus and
the Nativity.
I was meant to be one of the three wise men, but it was like, I think it was Willie Thompson, me and Cormac.
Yeah,
and I went on the train and didn't show up.
It was in the cinema.
It was in the cinema in, remember the one Dublin Road? It's not there now. It was in that cinema, but I ended up not going.
Fuck's sake, like, but that's something, like, if you're in the film, like, it's just something you can say your whole life you're in this, you know what I mean? I think it's really cool that way, like, because, you know, that's the best thing about doing entertainment is, like, you do this podcast and no matter what, you've always looked back and say you've done it. Like, you know,
you see, Whiskey and White, they were meant to be in Kneecap's film, but they had booked. And
I've seen that actually, a clip of that. Yeah,
they had booked.
That's what we're trying at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's what we're trying to do with this Port Rush thing, because we are sort of budget, it's very fucking low budget, but we got funding for it. Like, and I'm lucky enough that, like, we own a farm, so I don't have to pay to film on a farm. We film on our own farm fields, but the film is about losing our friend in Portrush. So we have to, on Easter Sunday, like, so we have to go on the 19th and 20th of April, which is the same fucking day as WrestleMania, so I'm getting no sleep.
Oh.
And I have to film up in Port Sunday, but we have to film a scripted film in real life with probably about 30,000 people about and try and do that. Like, so, but we have 2 days to film the guts of the film, which has got to be pretty hard. There's main cast, it's about 6 main characters, and then we're going to sort of float. It was really, there's 6 that are staying with me in Portrush. It was originally 8, but they pulled out. Like, but we're going to do that, and then we're just going to film the rest at home. So that's sort of movie magic, because all the roads look the fucking same. So, like, by the time you get to Portrush, people won't know the difference between a road with grass on the side of it in Portrush and a road grass side down there.
That's what I mean. 100%. Diagrass was sat just there on that street there. See. But it's meant to be Dag.
That's what
if
I mean.
If we're doing our cameos and stuff, and we need a culture, Nick, we'll give you a shout.
No, I'm happy. I'm fucking
happy. We're well needed.
It's
good to have the diverse of, like, two specs different and characters. Then, like a culture, and then we'll get, like, I don't know, we'll get
Burnsy
or someone.
But wait, like, when I first started TikTok, like, I started going at Jag and Giddy. Do you remember them? Like, two boys living in the Oval Tower. Do you know them, Jag and Giddy?
Nah.
There was a black herd by and like a blonde herd by, and they lived in the Oval Tower, and they were all about, like, let's go to Ollie's and all. Like, and, like, I took the mic out of them for being influencers, like, and I sort of fell in with them, and
Jed,
I was...
Holy Jed.
Yeah, he's safe now. Have you seen him?
I don't know, you're on, mate.
Pay much attention to him, like.
Well, I was like, Geedy's sound, he just stopped posting, but he started posting, but, like,
I
bullied them boys into oblivion, like, by, like, making, I made a character called the Influencer, like, and I was all, like, because they just put Travis Scott in every video, and I love Travis Scott, but I was all like, let's get fucking Liddy Bro, we're in Ollie's and I popping bottles, it's going to be absolutely active, and then he used to make jokes about, like, let's go and fill up students and see who comes back to the apartment, and, like, I don't think there was used to be people say that they did that, but they didn't. I know them now, like, and I was friends with them. But I didn't like them at the time. And then Jed reached out to me, and I went up to the house, and I became friends with them. And then Jed, he's saved now, but he's just a different person. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. And it's just like, I was raised Catholic, like, but I couldn't give a fuck no more. Do you know what I mean? Like, he met a girl on the Shankill and they're engaged, and he goes to the church and he just posts about church stuff, and it's like, you post whatever you like.
But I mean, like, it wouldn't, like, if I was going to mass, I wouldn't be putting it on social media. Like, it wouldn't be ripping likes off something.
I know,
like,
but
that.
He wants to spread the word of God. Like, that's his whole thing.
Or does he want likes and views? It could be each.
Who knows?
Listen, I
if that's what you're into, listen, that's fucking.
But he was a, like, I was friends with him, but he just don't. Just
there's another one of him, isn't there? Like, there's two of them.
There's Giddy, Giddy. He was the blonde haired one. Oh, yeah, you're talking about, yeah. I seen Joshua, the McParnon one.
Oh, he's...
He's completely detransitioned.
People are trying to get him on this podcast. He gets tagged in his post animation every fucking day.
About a few months ago, I was coming out the Royal, because I'm always up in the Royal for my races, like, and I saw him walking outside the shop. And I was
singing,
like,
or something?
No, just walking about. I was just walking. I was like, oh my God, there's a fucking person at the detransition. I didn't know him when he was a girl, but...
Oh, I didn't fancy him when he was a girl.
Yeah, fucking don't blame me.
Yeah, would you ever be starstruck? Would you ever be starstruck? Like,
yeah,
would you see any TikTok?
I got starstruck by them. Paddy Pimlet and all starstruck me, and I met them loads. Like, celebrities like that, like, starstruck me, but not really TikTokers. Like, because you know what the thing is, I would with, like, the likes of, like, them comedians, like Shane Todd and all. Like, I would really look up to them. I would sort of be starstruck by them. Like, because the thing is, like, you have to look this way, like, they've done what I wanted to do. Do you know what I mean? And, like, they've got that, he tears the world and shit, just being funny. And it's like, he had the balls to go and do it. Like, so I think anyone that makes anything of themselves in entertainment's pretty fucking, you know yourself, like, how much you put into this. Yeah, I know you do. I checked YouTube and I was like, fuck me.
It's because I don't know. I think whenever
you're real as fuck, though. But he's
not scripted.
Funny, it's not.
And we can get away with saying anything we want.
He does say pretty edgy stuff, like, and Paddy McDonald will be more edgy than him. Like,
Paddy's from a West, like, he's...
Some of the guests, Paddy, I know Paddy, like, but some of the guests now we've had on, like, we've talked shit all about it, like, but it's, the show goes on.
I know, I remember that's how I first got seeing you, like,
but we
RIP,
sort of have came away from a lot of, like, but I mean, so we'll bring someone on, like, no matter who they are, and we'll talk to them like a human being. Like,
yeah.
Make fun of them. I love getting Burnsy on just because you just always get a laugh, but I won't go back down that route. We're going in the right way.
That's what I was going to say that to you. When I started, I just went at them two bys, Jay and Giddy, until I got my own audience. And you bys got your own audience. So there is bys watching for just you two. Like,
yeah.
And then you can get more regular people on, and then make yourself. It's not that you weren't reputable, it's just make yourself fucking normal. Like, you don't have to go and find, like, whoever's at the bottom of the bar. You just, there'll be people
on.
Done
it smartly, but now, like, we're definitely getting in the right direction. And, like,
we could get away with, like, one week not even having a guest and just sitting talking ourselves. Yeah, like, but you want to always have
a
guest.
That is hard.
That's what I done on my podcast, because there was three of us.
I like having a guest. It's just...
Yeah.
It's Patsy or... You stay on for Patreon?
Yeah, I stay on. I ain't got to get the dick out and Patreon here. So
if
you want to
see Cross's cock...
get the microscope.
We're bringing a new
get
guest.
The microscope out.
New guest. New guest is Patrick Fadden. So we'll put the link and stuff in. It should be a gig.
Just try to me on. Most importantly, this is the sort of shit that, like, whenever we are doing podcasts and stuff, there isn't guys that associate with us. Like, there is, like, people think that we actually are tan culture and we're literally complete dick, like, dingbats running about, and we're like, I appreciate he's being on. Just if he's enjoyed John Port, enjoy time culture,
God
enjoy hanging out here.
God bless John Porty.
Any big plans for 2025?
Yeah, just make the time culture film and try and get that in a few cinemas,
well,
and
need,
that's it.
If you need to West Belfast, mix me, you know where we're fine.
Guys, I need all the fucking cast I can get, so why we're right, he's in no fucking bother.
Oh,
yeah. See, I think he's out soon.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here. Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.